the nurse. You can feel his fingers, can't you? Wrapped in smooth blue nitrile, how they taper to their ends, almost feminine, elegant. Surprising, given the 10 years he spent holding death's messes in his hands, as he cradles your chin, softly telling you, let's load up. You, who may or may not hear, your eyes gazing off into the space above us, glazed over like warmed milk that's formed a skin, as he deftly slides the rocks and all under your tongue. Between midnight and 8, between the meds, checking vitals, watching your pulse bound at the base of your throat, he tells me things. How on nights off, those same fingers wail on bass in a punk band. He's a son who locks himself in his room, stays up all night, gaming. A wife he married when they were mere kids. Confesses death work isn't easy, but gives him purpose, helping others exit this world, stoned sometimes, but with dignity. We laugh, and I drift off, doze for a bit, and then it's 4. Time to reposition you to keep your skin from forming sores. So we lower the rails, stand on either side of the bed, and lift. His blue hands holding you fast as I wipe under your ass, the backs of your legs thin as my arm. When a sound, subterranean, I think it can't be human, erupts from your open mouth, and for one moment I think of asking the night nurse to touch me. I'm married, he's married, we are standing over your body, we have you in our arms, but I want him, with those long blue fingers, to make me cry out too, Mama. I don't want his great tenderness. In my mind, I beg him, keep the gloves on, but please, take the full dead weight of this from me.